Hi, it's Mike. It's Mike Hogan here on Audio Boo. Oh, I know. Something gorgeous day now that the har has all but lifted. So, I have just been up the town on the bike, picking up some last minute bits and pieces for the journey tomorrow, and also to pick up a special wee battery for my wife's little carriage clock, her little Wedgwood carriage clock in the bedroom. And it's a specialist wee button, so I know the store to go to. So this is going to be a wee bit of a rant, a minor rant in the style of Graham at Black 73 Cat. So, and I go to the wee store I know well, and I know they have these special wee batteries. And the assistant behind the counter, I know her too. But she's not getting peace because there is a girl in her, I guess, her late 20s. And her wee kiddie, a wee girl, a nice wee girl, running about the shop, pulling at everything, while she stands, giving it all at the counter. And I'll give you a wee excerpt of this. Bear in mind that she's not been served with anything. I'm there to be served. The woman can see I've got a battery in my hand. She wants to attend to me, but she needs to pay this girl some attention. And it goes along the lines of this. And by the way, this is part of the new language that exists here in Scotland. I don't know what it's like down in England or anywhere else, but it goes along the style of, well, I tell them at the school that I'm not giving them any more money. It's supposed to be 55 pence a day, and they're charging me a pound a day and then tell me they're going to deduct it at the end of the day, and I'm not happy with that, and I told them all that. And on it goes, and this woman's, oh yeah. So I just tell them, see, if you think you're going to take 55 pence a day off me to watch my way and do that, and I'm not giving you, because I'm not giving you a pound, and all this mounts up, and it's all money, and I can't afford that, and I just tell them straight. I said, I'm not messing about here, I'm going to tell you. And this went on, and the woman, but this time, was edging down towards me on the counter because she tried to give this girl a hint. Look, there's a customer here. And then, at the same time of this, this little girl is pulling the shop to bits, and I can't remember the girl's name. Is it, well, one of these modern names? I'm not going to say it because I offend anybody. But some modern names actually go with the child if it's said properly. But you could call a child, a little girl, Jemima. And if it's said in a nice way, Jemima, come here. But when it's, tell Jemima, you get her here or I'll scale your ears. You know, it just doesn't ring, does it? So, I mean, this was going on. But she wasn't going to get the kid. She just kept shouting at her in between breaths. I don't even think she took a breath. And then, just as we thought she was finished, and she was going to head for the door, and she says, well, I'll just get away now. I'm going to start my new job tonight. Oh, and of course, the lady behind the counter was obliged to say, and where are you working? I'm going to be working at the Ballancreef. Now, the Ballancreef is a bar restaurant up the town, and it's quite a nice place, actually. That's straight across the road from the James Young, which is a Witherspoon's, which is actually not so nice. The Ballancreef is a better of the two. So, yeah, I'm starting in the Ballancreef tonight. See, cause that's what I've done, because I worked in the Masons pub and I worked in another pub, so I've got a job up there, and I'll be starting up there tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it, Ken, and it's going to be great working in the bar again. And I just thought, my God, are people being served and people working with this girl in the bar in the Ballancreef just going to be worn down? I suspect that the Ballancreef will lose a lot of trade when she's behind the bar. They'll all go straight across the road to the James Young. My God, rabbit. And eventually, I got served. In fact, when she was telling her all about the Ballancreef, the lady came down, took the battery off my hands without saying a word, and drifted up to where the special batteries are kept, and got me one out, brought it down, showed me the ticket on the stop of it that said £1.99, put her hand out for the money, because she couldn't speak. So, who do I blame? Do I blame the assistant for not saying, excuse me, I really have to go on, I've got a customer here, or the rabbit, belligerent, young modern generation, not all the modern generation, I say that status seems to be a modern subculture that's evolved, or possibly even a full culture, of never mind who's there and who needs to be served, it's all about me, it's me, listen to me about my problems, listen to me about my new job. God help the Ballancreef, because I suspect when she went for the interview, she probably toned it down and says, Oh, aye, I worked in the Masons and that. I enjoyed it. I was really good. You know, I can get you a reference. Probably she got a reference for the Masons because they really wanted her to go and not come back. So, a wee rant. But this modern dialogue, verbal culture is growing. I hear it more and more every day in my area. Not just here, but wherever I travel. And it's not Scots. It's not Scots language. And it's not a nice language to listen to. It's really horrible. And to hear someone say, "You all right, big man?" And that's a girl talking. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, just call me Victor. Gotta go. Things to do. Speak soon. Rant over.